You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Good Saturday morning, Arizona homeowners, as we pull up here to a nice place in Tonopah that we're going to be talking about. It's been family-owned and operated for years, started as a wedding gift. The original flock of Hickman's chickens came as 60, if I remember correctly from my history. 60 chickens were given to the Hickmans for their wedding, and it's become the, the standard in chickens. Egg production in the Southwest. It is the first Saturday of the month, so we are talking farm fresh. And Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau, the spokeswoman, has brought the spokes hen in with you this morning from Hickman's. Good morning.
Charmin Hickman.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
The Arizona Farm Bureau represents all things agricultural in Arizona, which is how big of an industry?
It is a $23.3 billion industry, and if you're part of the Farm Bureau family, you're part of that industry, whether you farm or not. So join the family and have a lot of fun with us.
You can join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348 or text during the broadcast 411-923, and you can also email in to info@rosieonthehouse.com. What we've done this year with our 30th anniversary and our broadcast calendars, we've tied in something specific to what's going on locally. Now, we're past Easter, but this was the closest Saturday you were into Easter, so it was a natural fit for eggs, even though May is the National Egg Month. Well, you know what? May is also National Beef Month as well, and we'll be talking beef next week, so we're talking eggs today. But from chickens, we get a lot more than eggs, and we'll get to that. But what on our Arizona Ag Wheel, which portion does this go into? We've got carrots, we've got beef, we've got melons. Is this a poultry section?
We don't have our own section.
You don't have your own?
No, we room with dairy.
Dairy, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So how does poultry and eggs tie into dairy? That
Breakfast. Come on.
Milk and eggs.
Milk and eggs. That works. So this would be found under the dairy section.
Right.
Okay. That now I was wondering where they hid y'all. Back up a little bit. What year was this first flock of 60 hens?
Well, my grandparents came from construction, and so they settled in Arizona. They're from the Midwest, big farming community. And so when they settled in Arizona, it was traditional, just like it is now, cool to have chickens in the backyard. But my grandma was the original chicken whisperer. And so she had a flock in the backyard, and she would trade out to local farmers onions for eggs and whatnot. But so my parents got married, and my mom could sell water to someone drowning. So my dad wanted to own his own company. And they started an egg farm with a wedding present, and they had to sell their ski boat.
And the rest is history.
She's still bitter about the ski boat.
And this was 60 chickens in the neighborhood. How many chickens now are at the Hickman?
At the multi-site farm?
Well, all sites combined.
Just under 10 million hens from day-old chickens to the senior ones laying the jumbos.
10 million chickens. Now, there's a portion of them that are in the...
They're growing.
What do you call it? Chicken farm.
Right.
A big temperature control, but then there's also a free-range flock.
Absolutely, in Hudson, Colorado. And so they get to actually go outdoors. So climate is conducive to that. We know that our hens can't go outside in the desert because they're just not used to it. There are people that are successful in Arizona with backyard flocks, but we wouldn't be successful.
Not to the tune of 6 million chickens. If you took empty Tonopah out to the open door, that would be pretty catastrophic pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So you've got multiple sites and multiple locations that lets mm-hmm. you distribute a lot easier than having them all in one.
Mm-hmm. And we're right off a rail site, so now we can get our feed mill that we built back in 2010. We are getting rail cars in and making our own feed, so we can control the quality of feed and superior nutrition. So that is what's keeping our hens healthy and superior habitats.
And Romy, I've been in their barns, and it's very comfortable. And those chicks, they're pampered. The hens are pampered. It's kind of fun to see the whole operation. And then apparently there's a barn manager for each one of the barns. Mm-hmm. Those guys, they take care of their hens.
It's called a living.
It's called a living.
It's called a living. So it actually, in the hottest part of the summer, it's cooler in our chicken houses, in the middle of the chicken houses, than it is in many people's homes. And it has to be, because they can't be stressed.
Like you said, it is y'all's livelihood, and the more comfortable the chickens are, the better production you get. So it's the best interest to keep them in a very clean, healthy, stable environment.
Absolutely.
So we've got the rail car installed, and you've got feed coming direct. Once the feed is out the other side, when the eggs are being shipped, how long from the eggs being hatched, what's the process of inspecting, packaging, and getting shipped to the store?
It depends on your grocery retailer, how fast they sell their eggs. And we know there some are busier than others. But literally, we can beat a farmer's market, and we're not bashing farmer's markets. We embrace all types of agriculture, especially laying hens. And we could actually get those eggs that were laid the night before onto trucks and going to different distribution points, whether it's a food service warehouse and going to Nevada, Las Vegas, or parts of California. But you could literally get that egg less than 24 hours. It, of course, depends on the retailer.
Depends on the retailer, mm-hmm. But you could get it streamlined as fast as 24 hours.
Absolutely. So
that's pretty impressive, considering the screening that the eggs go through before they're ever packaged.
Right. So we were kids growing up, and we all had different skills, and we worked on some of those original machines, and we can literally say getting bigger has been getting better, because we look at the machines now and they're so much easier on people that are working with us. Those robots, they take a lot of stress off. I mean, imagine loading eggs 10 hours a day. Now robots come alongside our human staff and make that job easier and safer.
And it's good for our eggs too, because you have less breakage and all that other challenging stuff that comes with managing the amount of eggs that you're producing on a daily basis.
That's right.
That the hens are producing on a daily basis.
Yes.
Now, how long from the time a hen's born to the point it will start producing?
Anywhere, of course they vary because they're animal species. So we expect to start seeing eggs after that 18th week after she pecks out of her shell. So yes, you can see an egg 16, 17 weeks, but you want them to come in to production anywhere after that 18 week. And as she ages, her eggs get bigger. When she is young, everything's formulating right. You see a lot of double yolks. And as she ages into the senior years, she's laying double yolks and jumbos. So they're traditionally five sizes of eggs in your grocery store, large being the most popular because it's on feature the most, and most recipes do call for large. But jumbos, those are from our older ladies, but they still have a job with us.
And how long will a chicken be productive?
A chicken should be ovulating throughout their life cycle. We keep them just a little over 2 years. And depending on the time of year and the need, like we just passed Easter, every hen has a job, because that is historically high egg, that's a very popular month. And then during the October through December, we keep them laying for us, because those are cooking. Temperatures down, people are cooking and baking more, and those are very high egg usage months.
Now, the amount of stats on nutritional value and health value and just egg facts are...
That's another show.
It is. But what's your primary nutritional value out of an egg?
Primary nutritional is the second highest protein in the egg white that you can get. Mother's milk is the first highest quality protein. But with the predominance of sugar in our environment, the egg is one of the best blood sugar regulators you can get. So, that's why they call it breakfast, breaking the fast, because you're usually waking up. Your blood sugar needs to be stabilized, and that is one of the best naturally occurring, readily available, and very affordable things you can eat in the morning.
Stabilize your blood sugar with an mm-hmm. egg and maybe a donut and some bacon with some maple syrup.
I didn't hear donut.
Oh, Charmin, one time you were having a conversation with me because you know so much about the nutrition of an egg. It almost encompasses every requirement we have except for
C. That's why okay. you always see. Just go ahead and pair that with your delicious
juice.
Fruit. Right. So
so it's almost complete nutrition mm-hmm. in one egg.
Every essential vitamin except for C. And they are coming out with new research, and it's already available. But the egg is actually one of the best things you could eat if you get a craving to eat something at night, because it's supposed to increase or actually enhance your sleep. So sleep disruption is one of the worst things in the United States, and have an egg instead of a sugar item that you mentioned. We're not going to mention that.
So you go to sleep to an egg and you wake up to an egg.
That's right. Yeah, put an egg on everything.
You really can.
Even on a cheeseburger at lunch.
Absolutely.
Even a salad.
Now, how long will an egg last?
An egg, it depends, because we refrigerate in the United States. So many people in other countries, European countries, our neighbor Mexico, they don't refrigerate. So you can keep them out. It is a lot to refrigerate right after processing. So, and it does, consistent temperature will maintain freshness. After the expiration date, the state egg inspector from the Department of Ag will guarantee those eggs 30 days beyond that expiration or buy-through date.